I waited for them to arrive in the hotel function room. The room looked like it was about to receive a wedding party. Chairs and tables were neatly arranged, covered with crisp white linen. There was a sound check for the microphone. There was talk of photography. No newlyweds were expected to this room, although host with the most, Jerry Christie and Lorcan Green, had been mistakenly booked into the honeymoon suite. Relationships were being celebrated that night in February, though not the typical or traditional kind. These were more like modern-day versions of the Lone Ranger and Tonto. One man told me it was like a second marriage. Another said it had been something that had always been very good to him over the years. A lady described it as such a positive thing to do, and I suppose that's why they and some 80 others came to Mullingar from all over Ireland. I heard them before I saw them, aged 17 to 69. They came on Susie Bandits, Yams, Hans, Aprilas, Phasers, Hornets and BMWs to the annual award ceremony of the Boyne Rider Photographic Rally. Before the dinner started, the bikers and their friends who came with them piled into the room. They didn't have long scraggly beards, tattooed necks or sweaty leathers. They were true gents, mainly professionals. A mechanic, a furniture dealer, a HR consultant and a medical scientist. Some were handsome, all were charming. There were ladies too, friendly and warm. Not all pillion passengers either. On the floor, photo albums were being organised, some large, some small. On the wall, a map of Ireland with 24 pink drawing pins.
It's quite simple, really. People get a list of places. They get 24 places in Ireland.
This is Jerry Christie, the photo rally PRO.
They got the whole summer and they got to visit them. They take a photograph at the place with their motorcycle in it. They send it off and they get a badge. And some of them get prizes for the best photograph and whatever.
16 clicks to checkpoint one, would that be about right?
That's correct, yeah.
4 to be precise.
Yeah. We're going to pick up.
Each year, participants are given a list of out-of-the-way locations to visit. It might be the Broadway Drinking School in Greenore, County Meath, a disused old-fashioned petrol pump in Glasslock, County Monaghan, or a megalithic tomb near Glanworth, County Cork. The participants can cover these checkpoints whatever way they wish. A group from Cork like to do it in 4 days. Dry-weather bikers like to finish the course in the summer months, while there are two or more members that like to do it twice or even 3 times on 2 or 3 different motorbikes. I love all equally, said one man.
The first one is just 16 kilometres west of here.
Kieran Good.
Next one near Tumivara in Tipperary.
In Sandy Highland. Sandy used to own a shoe shop and has been riding motorbikes since his late teens. Kieran Good is an engineer and the navigator for the team he travels
next
with.
Next one, Ballyforan Village.
Some call them the Cork Swats, but they like to call themselves the Minister for Fun, the Minister for Culture and the Minister for Anxiety.
And then the final one for today is at Linstall Abbey in Limerick and then home to Cork.
Great. And anything exciting to look at?
I think it's Railway Cottage, the first one, but they're always better than the description.
Walking around the function room, some of the bikers' photographs were on display. One in particular caught my eye.
Two people on a naturist picnic. They're sitting there with their backs to the camera. They obviously are not wearing any clothes, and you see their two motorcycles.
It was taken by Dave Carroll, who later won the Spirit of Motorbiking Award.
He asked my neighbour down the road, would she do a nude pose with my motorcycle, and she agreed to do it. Took her kit off. I took a photograph in my motorcycle kit beside her first, and then I took my kit off and with a self-timer on a tripod, and we examined the two photographs, and she looked nicer in the double nude. Can't believe she did, but she did, and we won the award.
John Cass and John Griffin bike together. When they first arrived at the hotel in their high-tech gear, they reminded me of two Flash Gordons, in black. Wearing synthetic, expensive-looking armour teamed with winged leather boots, they carried compact, heavy-duty suitcases. Two men on a mission. They love the experience of getting to the checkpoints. I'd say you could make a road movie on what they get up to. Not so much Thelma and Louise, more Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me.
Great. It's a great way to see the country and see places you'd never go and visit, and monuments that were built hundreds, maybe a couple of thousand years ago. And it's a good reason to get out on your bike and go and enjoy the great sights around Ireland that you just could not find except on an ordnance survey map. Just places around the country that are a joy. And if the sun is shining, it's even better.
'Cause I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
When I saw the photograph of John Griffin's BMW motorbike parked outside a restored 18th or 19th century cottage in Kilrea, Ligon, County Kerry, it really looked like the vehicle of a time traveller.
And someone's restoring them now as holiday homes or something for artists to go and do their thing.
Are you a biker?
Yeah.
Yeah,
does that surprise you?
No.
Are you shocked?
See, I don't reckon.
I'm a too old looking.
No, not at all. Peter Worthington is from Hollywood, County Down. He's a dry weather biker with an interest in history.
And what was the highlight of the year? Best place that you had to visit? Most memorable?
Bishop's Gate, beside Castle Rock, Corain.
That's in Derry.
In County Derry. Augustus Harvey built it. Church of Ireland Bishop for Derry. But he held mass for his Catholic staff in the cellar when it was banned by the English authorities. So he was quite a liberal thinking guy. He died in Italy and had to be brought home in a cardboard box labelled as something else because he was a Protestant. So it's an interesting spot.
The award for best photograph went to Gordon Annan.
The County Fermanagh photograph was actually the airmen's grave, World War II. So I decided to have an aviation slant on the photograph. So, however, the rules clearly state you must have your motorcycle in the picture and it must be taken by you. So I got a runner to accompany me in the vehicle up to the site, parked the bike at the airmen's graves, 13 miles away, got into an aeroplane at Enniskillen Airport, went up, and with a bit of what is basically mild aerobatics from an instructor in the aircraft, we managed to get close enough to the trees, slewed like a crab, nearly at stall speed, and snap, got the photo.
Like Gordon Annan, Claudia Rydell from Germany went that extra mile to get her photograph.
In Russellville, which was in County Galway, was an off-road one, and I went down on my own in the pissing rain, and I flattened the bike. I was lying in the dump. There was the bike about my level.
Are were you hurt?
No, a couple of bruises, you know, just the bike was a bit not so pretty looking. And I says, okay, I can't go all the way down to that tower. And then, lucky enough, there was a van up the road 200 yards away, so I went up, and there was an arse sticking out, an old farmer, red-headed fella. And he says, hey, how are you? And he was just about getting the pellets out for the cows and looking at me in my full motorcycle gear, looking at him and saying, hello, would you mind come up the road with me? Picking up my bike there. I think he looked for about 10 minutes. And then he came down. He did help me. We had a great story for the pub, both of us, different pubs. But I think I made his night, he made mine at least.
And you got your photo?
I got the photo.
If the biker has a pillion passenger, she, and it usually is a she, is photographed with the motorbike and two helmets at the site. Claude Gavin and George Santonacci won the award for happiest couple. Getting lost is part of the course with this rally, even with the GPS, but also the true test of any relationship.
Well, we have been lost now in saying that, like, especially in County Clare.
Yeah.
I think there was one point last year, in last year's rally, and the map really didn't help us. And the GPS didn't really help us. So we had to go by, you know, the lake should be on our left. And it's not on our left. There's only a field. So it's kind of using our common sense as well. And it can be frustrating. You can be tired. It could be a third picture of the day. It can be raining. But in saying all that, it's such a positive thing to do.
And I thought, well, I must have gone wrong. This isn't a road. This is just a track. And suddenly you come out through these bushes and there is this most stunning, breathtaking views of your own country.
So to GPS or not to GPS?
The best combination is to have a GPS and a map. So when you begin to doubt it, you just pull in, stop, check your map and say, there's a better way to do this.
And do you have a name for your GPS?
Sadly, I have. My GPS, I call Judy.
Santi Hyland is one of the Cork Swats. Normally he gets his photographs in first. This year he didn't, and they really let him know about it at the award ceremony.
Not only was he not first this year, but there was November before it got his entry, so he had all year or something.
Nearly ready to go, so
my trusty GPS Julia tells me 16 kilometres from here by road.
It's the Sunday morning after the night before, and the never to be beaten again Cork Swats head off early to cover some of the spots on the list for 2008.
And you put all the grid references into your GPS?
Put in the grid references for those for you last night.
Why did you do it last night? Why not this morning?
Oh, you couldn't waste time like that. Time is of the essence here.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Susan O'Loughlin.